Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
Getting back into your book, you say something that I think is really, really critical. You say the use of technology is a primary reason that teens' beliefs and behaviors are changing. Flesh that out for us, if you would.
Oh, man, I would love to. That was really the impetus for the book, was beginning to see kids, for instance, kids arguing more than parents ever thought that they would argue. And raising children well and raising them to be cooperative members of a family, but then ended up having kids complaining and arguing all the time. And I began to watch and see, you know, what's going on with that and what's causing that. And one of the lies that I address in the book is the lie that I deserve choice. So as an example, most of the technology or all of the technology that we use is drop-down menu driven, right? You've got your email and your cell phone, your digital camera, TV, cable, movies at the movie theater. There's so many choices available. And those of us who are older understand that choice is a privilege, and we appreciate it when we're given a choice. Today's children are being raised by the technology that's wiring their brain to believe that choice is their right. And so when we say we're having meatloaf, they complain. Or when we say we've got to leave the house at 8, you know, to drop Billy off at soccer practice and go and get the car washed, and they're like, I don't want to wake up at 8. Mm. Well, I didn't give you the option. We're leaving at 8. Kids, even in good homes, if you will, are pushing back against the lack of option, okay? And I'm saying to parents, for instance, you're not a short-order cafeteria cook. You know, make spaghetti and serve it. And if they're not in the mood for spaghetti, frankly, they can go to bed hungry. Yep. And we have got to take back from our kids, you know, that belief that they rule the world through the choices that they demand. And I'm not saying that we don't give them choice when we can give them choice, but they certainly don't deserve it. Now, here's something else, Bill, and I wonder if you'll agree with me. Because the technology is wiring the brain the way that it is, I like to say to young people, it's not your fault that you want choice.
Mm.
You know, and I say all the time to parents and teachers that if I was their age, I would be like them. And I say that with humility, and I have compassion for them, because their brain has actually been wired, just like your brain and my brain, they were wired by what we did when we were children. The same thing is happening to our youth today. And even as adults, you know, go to the grocery store. Come on, the cereal aisle. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
You know, I grew up with 3 or 4 types of cereal and was satisfied. Now you go to that part of the grocery store, and it's another reason we're overwhelmed, is we want all the choice, but we don't know how to process it. So that's one of the lies. I deserve choice. And if we don't teach kids, you know, right from wrong and how to choose wisely, how to choose with being other-centered, if they don't know themselves well, they don't know how to choose well, that's part of the teaching that I believe needs to be taking place in our homes.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.